The Avalanche Center in Idaho's Sun Valley area is urging people to consider canceling their plans to the backcountry. A snowmobiler died on Sunday when he was buried in an avalanche in the Sawtooth Mountains. George Gilbert Martin Jr. of Bellevue, Idaho, was 64 years old. Leslie Diane Martin managed to survive for 90 minutes under the snow before being rescued and transported to the hospital. The Blaine County Sheriff's Department says the avalanche debris was up to 8 feet deep. Two other snowmobilers in the group from Sutherland, Oregon, were able to extricate themselves from the snow. Simon Trotman is the director of the Sawtooth Avalanche Center in Ketchum. He says all the recent snowstorms have created a thick slab of snow, but it's not stable.
Below that storm slab, there's very weak old snow that is capable. You can think about it as a house of cards. So it'll hold something, but if you somehow move one way or another, the whole house will collapse.
Last week, two backcountry skiers died in an avalanche in Oregon's Wallowa Mountains. 9 people have died in avalanches across the West since February 8th. The Northwest Avalanche Center in Seattle says the Cascade Mountains from Mount Hood to the Canadian border are at high risk for avalanches.